with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court has issued a ruling on Donald Trump's mass firings of federal workers.
The Supreme Court says President Donald Trump can downsize the federal workforce. That ruling comes despite warnings that critical government services will be lost and hundreds of thousands of federal employees will be out of jobs. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was the only dissenting vote. She warned her colleagues of enormous real-world consequences. Some of the agencies affected by the order are the Departments of Agriculture, Energy, Labor, the Interior, State, Treasury, and Veteran Affairs. Hiya Punjwani, Washington.
President Trump says no progress was made on the Russia-Ukraine war during a phone call with Vladimir Putin. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After complaining last week that the Biden administration spent too much on defending Ukraine, President Trump said the U.S. will send them more weapons. He said he's not happy with Vladimir Putin and the Russians.
So we're sending some defensive weapons to Ukraine, and I've approved that.
His decision is a dramatic reversal from earlier promises to quickly end the Russia-Ukraine war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Catastrophic flooding in Texas has devastated faith-based summer camps, including Camp Mystic, where at least 27 people have died. Authorities are searching for over 160 missing people as the death toll surpasses 100. Faith-based camps like Camp Mystic play a significant role in shaping children's independence and spiritual growth. These camps have long been cherished for fostering community and faith. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 165 points, the Nasdaq rose 6, the S&P 500 declined 4. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are dabbling in divination.
About 1 in 10 adults in this country admit that they visit fortune tellers or palm readers or consult horoscopes to try and get a glimpse of their future. But the Pew Research Center poll reveals that the U.S. percentage is about average or a little below when compared to the rest of the world. In most countries, about 10% of people do these things, though the percentages are a lot higher in the East, including in Thailand, India, and the Philippines. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Carolina legislature is scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein. One of the bills he rejected would protect parents from charges of child abuse if they refuse to allow their child to live as the opposite sex. Three other veto measures would eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the North Carolina government. It's not clear whether Republicans have enough votes to override. This is SRN News. Air travelers may no longer be required to remove shoes before boarding a plane. We hear more on this story from correspondent Julie Walker reporting from New York City.
The TSA is looking to abandon the requirement. According to reports, if implemented, it would put an end to a security screening mandate put in place almost 20 years ago, several years after shoe bomber Richard Reed's attempt to take down a flight from Paris to Miami in late 2001. Traveler newsletter Gate Access was first to report that the security screening change is coming. Some air travelers are able to skirt extra security requirements, like taking off their shoes, if they're part of a TSA pre-check paid program. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.